Okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
Girlpool will be bringing their ever-evolving sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on April 13th. You don't want to miss this. With guests Hatchie and Claude, grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip it. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 12th of April, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it is spring for sure. I mean, look at out there. All those people with red scratchy eyes and congested noses and coughing and sneezing because of all the blossoms and flowers and stuff spinning their pollen in the air. It's a gorgeous spring day on the West Coast. And of course, that means there's lots going on in local theater this week, and we will try to tell you about it all and fail miserably. Plus, Callboard and all the local music we can find on our shelves. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Yes, it is spring, folks. It's mid-April already. And look at that. Look at that blue sky there, green grass, and people in raincoats and all that other stuff going on outside there. It's just great. Hi, how you doing? We're on. Yes, it's radio time. It's been quite a week. I actually got fan mail last week. Can you believe that? Yes. I mean, it wasn't like a big skate, you know, gushing request for autographs and stuff like that. It was basically, what was the name of that song? But it was from a fellow broadcaster, as a matter of fact. Now, because this person is working in commercial radio and that's her job, and she may not she may not appreciate being outed on the radio like this, so I won't tell you where she works or what her name is, but I was very flattered. Here's somebody that does this for a living, and after she's done her shift, she turns on the radio and listens to Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. So hats off to you, and thanks for listening. Keep listening. Tell your friends and all that stuff. You know, we do have a few listeners. It's kind of weird around here because we don't do a listener survey. You know, we're not in the business of selling commercial time, so we don't need to set ad rates. So we don't need the listener surveys to find out what our numbers are so we can sell ads. So it's kind of a mystery exactly how many listeners we have. But I know you're there because I'm talking to you. I don't know what how many of you there are is what I'm trying to say. But, I kind of like it that way. There's a bit of freedom to not being having that pressure of thinking that there are, hundreds or thousands of listeners hanging on to your every word. You know, if we think no one's listening, then we can do whatever we want. And that's basically what the whole thing about CITR is. We just do what we want and hope you enjoy it. Now, one of the things we like to do is we like to tell you about what's going on around town. And tonight, one of our favorite party bands is doing a Friday night soul party at the False Creek Yacht Club, which is 1661 Granville Street. So it's like underneath the Granville Bridge, basically. And let's see here. Wait a minute. 1661, that's like at... I don't even know which side of the bridge that's on. That's kind of weird. Okay. Wait a minute. Maybe it's on Granville Island. Oh, no. All right. Use your Google map and figure it out. Anyway, the False Creek Yacht Club is hosting a party tonight, 1661 Granville Street, and it's featuring these guys, Ardent Tribe.
You
That was, I would say that was a very irresponsible thing for me to do. I'm not ashamed of it at all. Yeah, go see this show. You figure it out where it is. Anyway, they're playing at the False Creek Yacht Club tonight, Ardent Tribe. You don't want to miss that. I went to see the new show at the Arts Club, and full disclosure, I've been intimately involved in this show for about the last 6 months because my lovely spouse, Renee, has been stage managing this thing across the country, and it has now opened at the Arts Club on Granville Island, and then it's going to carry on from here and go off to other places as well later on into the year. But I was delighted. It's an amazing show. It's called Bed and Breakfast. It's a two-hander. It's just two actors, Mark Crawford and Paul Dunn, and Mark is also the author of this play, and it got its start as a part of a script writing workshop or group at the Thousand Islands Theater in Ontario, and the new artistic director of the Arts Club, Ashley Corcoran, was the person that kind of started that club and got this play up and running. And it's called Bed and Breakfast, and it's basically the story of a big city couple who are having a little struggle. None of them either really enjoy their jobs. They're trying to get money together to buy a house, and just nothing's coming together for them. And then they go back to the small town where one of them spent a lot of his formative years, to a funeral of a favorite aunt, and it turns out that she has left him her house. So now they own a house, but it's in a small town in rural Ontario, and they have to upheave their lives, and they decide they're going to turn it into a business and open a bed and breakfast. And they play all the characters. They do a fantastic job of jumping from character to character. It's really quite amazing. There are times when you actually think you're seeing five or six people on stage, but it's just the two of them. And part of that has to do with the brilliant lighting and sound designs that go along with the play, and that's where my wife Renee comes in, because she's gotta make sure all those cues run exactly at the right moment, and it's fun to watch the show just to see her screw up, because it never happens. It never happens. She never screws up. Now that I've said that, tonight's going to be a disaster. Anyway, go see Bed and Breakfast. It's playing at the Arts Club Granville Island. It runs from now until the 4th of May. And then if you miss it now, it will be doing the Arts Club tour in the fall. So you might be able to see it at the Shadbolt or the K-Meek or someplace like that. So you want to check that out. Okay, we got some new music. This just came in from a group called Only a Visitor, a local kind of a jazzy, new agey kind of group. And this is the title track from their CD. It's called Technicolor Education.
Thank you.
I just opened up Facebook, and a friend of the show, Pippa Mackey, local actor, writer, director, one of the people that got the Pool Festival underway, one of the driving forces, that's the word I was looking for. Anyway, she's been nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award for Best Performance in a Feature. No, it wasn't for Christmas Solo, that Hallmark movie. No, it's for a movie called Roxy. And so if you haven't seen Roxy, check it out. I haven't found it yet, but I'm looking for it. It's probably on demand somewhere. And it better be. My goodness, it's so hard enough finding Canadian films on TV these days. But when are the awards coming out? The awards are coming up anyway. So if you know Pippa, drop a thumbs up on her Facebook page or give her a pat in the back. And if you get a chance, see Roxy and tell people to vote for her. Pippa Mackey. Now we got, let me see, I'm just clicking over here, going to the other thing. Oh, yes. Real Wheels Theater, which is... A rapidly growing and more and more important local theater company has a new play out, and it's written by Janet Munsell, and it's directed by Irina Cohen, and it is called Act of Faith. It's playing at the Kulch at the Historic Theater at Venables in Victoria, opening tonight. And going in just for a week. It goes until the 20th of April. It's the story of inexplicable recovery. After years of living with paraplegia, Faith can suddenly walk and believe she has been healed by a miracle. But what about those closest to her? What about her friends and family? What happens when everything we believe to be true about ourselves or those closest to us is challenged by new information? A new play inspired in part by the true story of the mysterious recovery of a young Vancouver woman who lived with paraplegia for 13 years. Act of Faith asks, if you aren't religious, can you still believe in miracles? It is a story of life-changing and controversial events that baffled the medical community, aroused conflicting emotions in the disability community, and was celebrated by some in the religious community. Act of Faith, it sounds amazing. It stars Emily Brooke, Daniel Clout, Tanya Dixon Warren. Tanya is showing up everywhere. I just did a show with her at PAL, and she's the new artistic director of Western Gold Theater. Anyway, I diverge. Can't think of the word. Anyway, so Tanya Dixon Warren's in it. Mason Temple's in it. Rogi Yu is in it. Rogi's also in everything these days. Hermione Taylor, is it Harmony or Hermione? It's Harmony Taylor and Janice Lawrence. Anyway, it's Act of Faith. It's Real Wheels Theater. It's at the Historic Theater at the Kulch, opening tonight and running till April 20th. Make sure you get there to see it, because this looks like a very, very good one. Yes. All right, I'm just... killing time now while I open the drawer. And you know what? I'm going to play the music after. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to watch films from all around the world, as well as from local filmmakers, make animations, and explore virtual worlds? Well, check out the Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth, April 7th to 13th at the Van City Theater and the Roundhouse. There's activities for the whole family, including Sunday Fun Day and a pancake breakfast. You can find more info at r2rfestival.org or facebook.com/r2rfestival.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate,
those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole. CITR and Discorder just want to say... Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
So, yeah, still haven't found the music yet. Anyway, United Players has a show going up right now by Lucy Kirkwood. It's called Chimerica. It's about the events that happened just after the Tiananmen Square incident in Beijing in 1989. God, that was 30 years ago. Holy smoke and cheese dip, Ernie. I am old. The sharp differences but also similarities between two superpowers are highlighted in this thriller about an American photojournalist who is seeking the lone protester at Tiananmen Square and a Chinese dissident who pays a heavy price for inciting unrest. This is a play about the new China and our relationship to it. The issues feel new, local, international, and urgent. It's playing at the Jericho Arts Center for another week. Until April the 21st, it runs a little burp there, going a little Bradley Whitford on you. It runs, Thursday to Sunday, I believe. And, tickets are $22 to $28, depending on the night you go. Sunday matinees on the 14th and the 21st. And there's a talk back that's already happened. Anyway, if you want to find out more, you can go to unitedplayers.com or you can send them an email at reservations@unitedplayers.com. All right, let's hear some more music. This is Eden and a little tune called Too Good to Be True. local actor, singer, no, not singer, actor and playwright. That's who I'm talking about. I got two things going on in my head at the same time, and that does not work. Let's start again. Local actor and playwright Christine Quintana and Molly McKinnon have collaborated on a new play called Never the Last, and it's being produced by Delinquent Theatre at the Vancouver Civic Theatre's Annex, which is next to the Orpheum on Seymour Street, 823 Seymour. The story follows the passionate relationship between Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramatte, one of the most innovative composers of the early 20th century, and expressionist painter Walter Gramatte. The couple's 10-year marriage is marked by adventure, poverty, artistic strife, and tragedy, and it is captured in Eckhardt-Gramatte's 10 rarely performed violin solos. Nevertheless, seamlessly blends classical violin performance, movement, and text to tell the heartbreaking story of two people in love and the ever-increasing space between them. How can you say what is impossible to say, and what if you run out of time? So, Nevertheless is happening right now. It's happening at the Annex on Seymour Street. It runs until next Saturday, April the 20th. There's an events page, and you can also go to delinquenttheater.com to find out more information about that. Events page, of course, a Facebook page. You know what I'm talking about, because that's what I just read it from there for you. Yeah. And also going on right now in Richmond at the Gateway Theater, it's another local local writer, Tracy Power, has written a play about women's hockey in the 30s. It's called Glory, and it's based on the incredible true story of the Preston Rivulets, a women's hockey team in 1933. Four friends set out to prove to Canada that hockey isn't just for guys. And they fight through the Great Depression, prejudice, and personal upheaval. They can overcome the odds and forge their own path to glory. Featuring electrifying swing dance choreography, Glory captures all the thrills, excitement, and tension of a great hockey game. Go Rivulets! Single tickets start from $29. It's at the Gateway Theater, so that's Gateway Theater. You know, it's in Richmond. There, gatewaytheater.com. That was the button I was looking for there. And let's do one more, and then we'll play some more music. It's Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. It's Cherry Docks by David Gao. It's about Danny, an ambitious Jewish defense lawyer who believes in the common good, who is assigned the case to defend an unrepentant neo-Nazi accused of murder. And in the process, Danny finds himself defending the life of a man who wishes him dead. Are there limits to forgiveness? It's been described as provocative, the kind of theater that gives you something to talk about afterwards. It's features a couple of friends of the show. Richard Wolff is the director, and John Voth and Kenton Claussen are the actors in the roles. It's happening at Pacific Theater. It's produced by Cave Cannon Productions, and it's a guest production at Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock, and it runs until the 28th of April. So you still have a couple of weeks left to check that out. Cherry Docks by David Gao at Pacific Theater. So we got another new group to play for you. These guys are called Pugs and Crows. The song's called Postcards from Hospital Beds.
In
Do you like the Shakespeare? Do you want to live the world of medieval kings and queens, but in a setting that evokes a part of the dark underbelly of Vancouver history? Well, now's your chance. Seven Tyrants Theatre proudly presents King Richard and His Women. This is adapted by Camille Chai from Shakespeare's Richard III, and it takes place at the Tyrant Theatre Studio, which is above the penthouse cabaret on Seymour Street. And so there you go. There's your Shakespeare history. There's your Vancouver history all combined into one. This is a new adaptation of Shakespeare's Richard III by Vancouver Place based playwright Camille Chai. The production is it's sort of repeating itself a little bit here. It tells the story of the War of the Roses transformed into a War of the Conscience. Wounded in battle and in an altered state between life and death, the title character is confronted by the women he has loved, hated, and destroyed. Together, the ghosts of his deeds create a dark and fantastical world in which Richard is called to account. Shakespeare's beautiful language spoken through an absurdist allegory of corrupting power that is sure to resonate with the times. The play will be performed at the company's newly renovated performance venue, Tyrant Studios, located above the historic Penthouse nightclub. Recently converted by the company into a studio theater, the upstairs rooms once hosted exclusive parties and performances by music legends like Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra. Check out their calendar for more information. You can get that at tyrantstudios.com, TYRANTstudios.com, to find out more information about King Richard and His Women. And what else have we got here? I did that one already. I did that one. Oh, yeah. This one's coming up next week. It's Dead People's Things. This is ZZ Theatre's new play, written by playwright-in-residence Dave DeVoe and directed by Cameron McKenzie, starring Eileen Barrett and Megan Chinofsky. It's a story about Phyllis, a millennial, who inherits a house and all of its contents after her estranged hoarder aunt commits suicide. She then must work with neighbor Beatrice, a baby boomer who has been named executrix, to try to make some sense out of the life and death of a woman she barely knew through the things she left behind. Based on true events, Dead People's Things is a heart-rending haunting that examines loneliness and the strange contradiction between belongings and belonging. And that is happening at where? Oh, my goodness. They don't tell me where it is. I just got to hit a button here to find out. It's kind of interesting that this play is running at the same time as the other one I told you about, Bed and Breakfast, which is also about somebody inheriting property from a dead relative and all the stuff that goes on about that. Okay, I found it. Dead People's Things is at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville. It runs until the 5th of May, and you can get tickets at Theater Wire, and you can also go to ZZ Theatre to find out more information about that. It starts on Wednesday. That's it. Starts on Wednesday and goes until the 5th of May. So you got lots of time, lots of tickets to get to see Dead People's Things. Looks like a really cool thing. So, nice. A nice sort of in conjunction with Bed and Breakfast, you know, the whole idea of inheriting property and getting all that kind of stuff together there. So, yeah. Yeah, let's take another break and then we'll come back and tell you about auditions. Are you gonna just stay at
home? Lean back on your velvet throne. MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
A nasty, nasty... nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. Tune in Friday nights at 11 p.m. till late here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're a producer or a DJ or an MC or any of those things and you love drum and bass or ambient sounds, please email me. My email address is CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go for everything. Just go for it. Green Thumb Players is doing their general auditions May 2nd and 3rd. Green Thumb creates and produces plays that explore social issues relevant to the lives of children, youth, and young adults. All of their 2018-19 shows are touring productions, so submit only if you're interested and available for work that tours. For more information about the company, you can go to their website, Green Thumb Theatre. No, it's greenthumb.bc.ca. That's more like it. And you can submit electronically by sending your headshot and resume to Bronwyn, B-R-O-N-W-Y-N, at greenthumb.bc.ca. Gateway Theatre is producing China Doll by Marjorie Chan. That's happening in October. The auditions are next week, April 16th and 17th. At the beginning of the 20th century in China, copies of Ibsen's A Dollhouse are circulated secretly amongst women in tea houses. In China Doll, Ibsen becomes a catalyst for a young woman who comes to see her future in terms of other than those laid out for her by the patriarchal society in which she lives. If you want to be a part of this show, you can submit your resume to jjones1, that's the digit one, at gatewaytheater.com, and today's the deadline, so get them in right now. Our dear friends at Naked Goddess Productions are doing a play called Dancing Lessons by Mark St. Germain. I say dear friends because they've been on this show a lot. Sandra and Tamara and all the gang at Naked Goddess. So we always encourage everything they've got to do. And right now they're looking for an actor who hopefully is on the an actor on the autism spectrum to play the role of Ever, a 35 to 40-year-old man who seeks the instruction of a dancer to learn enough dancing to survive an awards dinner. The auditions for that are April 18th, so send your headshot, resume, and a short paragraph about yourself to sandra@nakedgoddessproductions.com. The Royal Canadian Theatre Company in Surrey is doing Norm Foster's Screwball Comedy. This is a spoof of the Screwball Comedy movies of Hollywood in the 30s and 40s. It's a real fast-talking, rapid-paced kind of thing. You know, everyone calls each other sweetheart and C and all that kind of stuff. See? Yeah, everyone talks like this, see? Yeah, so you want to be a part of this show, see? You gotta read it, you gotta talk fast, you gotta do all that kind of stuff. The performances are happening throughout the Fraser Valley, Surrey, New West, Maple Ridge, Coquitlam, Chilliwack, and Vancouver. The auditions are next weekend, April 26th to 28th at 10660 City Parkway in Surrey. If you want to submit, you can send your email to production@rcttheaterco.com, and that's their website as well, rcttheatreco.com. Pedal Feet by C.R. Packer. This is a show that's going to be produced at Our Community Bikes, the bike shop at Broadway and Main, and they're going to be doing the play inside the bike shop, and the auditions are happening next Sunday, April 28th. It's a production of Instant Theater. And it's a dance theater tribute to mechanic culture in community bike shops. It explores queerness and gender relationships in these spaces with a tender and comical tone. All rehearsals and performances take place at our community bikes at Main between 8th and Broadway. So they're looking for dancers and movers with experience in combinations who can do stunts, martial arts, circus stuff, that kind of thing. If you've got jazz or lyrical experience, that helps. Tap dancing experience is helpful as well, especially if you have your own shoes. Bring your shoes. Strong dexterity and balance are essential to this kind of show, and they want to see diversity in body types in this audition. So now's your chance. You've always wanted to tap dance in a show on Broadway. Well, it's just off Broadway, but there you go. They're casting two roles for femmes, two roles for androgynous and or femme folks, and two roles for masculine folks. It's all at Instant Theater, and the contact is C.R. Packer, and C.R.'s email is CEEARPY@gmail.com. This looks like a fun show. I wish I had tap shoes. I'd do it. Evergreen Cultural Center is doing Cinderella's by Mandy Tulloch. This is... It's kind of a fantasy thing based on a fantasy. Little Cinders Jr. asks her mommy, "Oh, I see. It's a next generation story. So Cinderella now has a little girl named Little Cinders Jr. and she wants to know if there are any other girls like her. And with the help of fairy godmother, the magic storybook brings to life the stories of Cinderella's in Russia, Japan, and India. The production is happening in Coquitlam at the Evergreen Cultural Center in October. And the auditions are on April 28th and May 19th at the Evergreen Cultural Center. So they're casting everywhere from age 11 up, looking for a large cast, actors, singers, dancers, and martial artists. So phone them. Call the box office and get yourself an audition time. The number is 604-927-6552. The Coffee House Theater Society is doing the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, Revised. This is directed by Syra Khan, and it's going to be happening in June at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. The auditions are on April 29th at the Equinox Theater, which is at South Delta Secondary. They're looking for a cast of 3 to 5 actors over the age of 15. It's open to all genders, ethnicities, and sexualities. The show includes improvisation, so it's important that the actors can think on their feet. So contact Syra at coffeehousetheaterco@gmail.com. And if you are still in school, all auditions will be taking place after school hours, and the exact times will be specified once you send your email out. So look out Coffee House Theater Society to find out more about the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, Revised. And we've got a Fringe audition. Here you go. This is a musical version of Amelie. I guess this is the movie her. The movie, you know, Amelie. Anyway, it's Daniel Messé and Nathan Tyson with book by Craig Lucas. It's directed by Chris Lamb, so you know that's going to be good. And Peter Abando is helping Chris with the direction on that one. It's happening at the Fire Hall in September. The auditions are in early May, May 6th and 7th. They want you to prepare a song for that. Deadline for submission is April 29th. And if you want more information, it's Chenowethberger, Chenowethberger @gmail.com. And there's one more. But it's not until June, so I'll just say that for another day. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us. Our address is DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And we got time for one more new disc off the rack. This one is not labeled or has any information on it at all, except for the name of the artist, Ursidae.
Come no closer, but be no further away. I am an oyster, nestled in the depths of the bay.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Where am I? There I am. Hi. I hit the right button. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock, and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around.